what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the deal. Worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples that's come bad, first. Worst come the worst. All right, it's time for the worst here on the Download 720 WGN. This, of course, is our weekly segment every Tuesday night where we complain and bemoan. We're just in misery about the worst things in our society, and we do it for prizes. 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff to give away. I'm excited. There's a bakery sampler that we're giving away tonight.
Ooh.
There's also a MyPillow. How cool is that? You get a pillow. If you do the best, the worst tonight, you get a pillow.
It's I've a always my wanted, pillow.
Yeah. It's like it's my pillow is a pillow that's just a nicer pillow.
Oh, I thought it was like a smart pillow.
I always hear Steve Cochran kinda talking about it, and yeah. I've always wanted to try a my pillow.
There you go.
We can't win, by the way.
We can't win. Yeah, Adam Burke in studio with me. Good to see you. How you
Hi,
been?
How's it going? Well, good. I'm bummed out now. I just found out about a glorious magical pillow that I can't win.
I can get you probably a promo code.
Okay.
They always say that at the
it's
end.
It's WGN. Yeah.
Is it WGN? Yeah. All right. So Adam is a local stand-up comedian. He's been here for years. He is hosting the Monday Mulligan, which is going to be starting July 11th at the Hideout Monday nights.
Yep.
Congratulations. That's a great gig.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's sort of an idea. The notion of the show, like if you don't know what a mulligan is, it's a do-over. So basically anyone who has an act that they never quite nailed or had an audition that they blew, we just invite them to come and like nail it, you know, on our stage. If you had a breakup with an ex and you realize 5 years, oh, I should have said this, then you come
that.
And you do it on our stage. That's what the mulligan
All
is.
All right. And also he's going to be headlining the Comedy Bar on July 7th. Kristen Decker's in studio.
Hi.
So great to have Kristen here, producer.
I love seeing you like in your element. Usually I see you during the day and you're like, you're the one coming
aimlessly.
In off hours.
Yeah, that's right.
But now I get to see you during your show and I'm in off hours.
Kristen is a producer for Kathy and Judy, for John Williams. She's a mainstay. You can hear her talking about her hair all the time on this show, which is mm-hmm. good. So
love me some Ovation Cell Therapy.
There you go, see? Kristen, Adam, thanks for being here. And of course, Pete Zimmerman is here as well.
Hello, Pete.
It's going to kick it off for us tonight. You got it there?
Hello, everyone.
Hello. All right, 312-981-7200. That's the number to call or text in with your worst. But we start tonight with Pete as we do every week. Pete, what do you got?
Justin, you know what the worst is?
What's the worst, Pete?
Unnecessary speakerphone usage. When you see somebody walking down the street with their phone, instead of the phone up to their ear, they're yelling at their phone.
My my friend Mike, who I grew up with, roommates, the whole thing, we know we've got a hit on our hands with this segment because I think it was on Saturday. He tweeted at me and he's like, you know what's the worst? When someone's on the bus using a speakerphone. And I'm like, so he was using this segment to channel his anger in the moment on the 66 bus or whatever he was on. So
he was probably on speakerphone while he was doing it.
exactly.
What's worse, me? I thought he meant like conference calls. That always cracks me up when you have a conference. Have you ever noticed when you're on a conference call, everyone acts like they've just found out about speakerphone. Everyone's just like, hello? Hi, can you hear me? We've had this technology for 30 years and everyone's always like really, really like timulus. Like, just, hello,
but
what?
The worst is on a conference call, the person that doesn't mute their phone and you're like, oh, just mute the
That
damn
is the
phone.
Worst. That is the worst when somebody doesn't mute it and you hear them bumbling around.
Also,
and things like that.
Yeah. With all due respect, you're on a conference call after the fifth person, I don't care. I don't care. Yeah, and Jerry's here. I don't care, Jerry. Seven names. Does it matter, really, that you're there?
What else is Ryan here? Then you hear about 5 minutes later, beep, boop. Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, who cares?
Ryan, who's going to contribute nothing.
All right, well, why don't we go to Kristen? Kristen, what do you got for the worst?
I would say the worst would be when you're roommate eats your frozen pizza,
uh-oh,
then replaces it with a cheaper brand frozen pizza, and then eats that one.
Oh, no.
Amy Gard.
I'm sorry.
That's the worst.
But in this economy, that's called a pro move.
Not only does she eat the first one, but she replaces it with a lower, cheaper brand.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
man.
Just
then
is
comes
like, you
home
know what?
Later drunk and then eats that one.
That's good. That's a good move. That is a good move. All right. 312-981-7200. Adam, what do you got?
You know,
besides conference
well,
calls.
The worst is the word hangry. Not that it exists. I'm not like, oh, hangry isn't a real word. It's not in the 17th century version of the OED. But like, I hate the fact that we haven't had this word. You know the word hangry?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Angry because you're hungry.
I use it a lot.
And it's only recently. How have we gotten this far without this word?
That, yeah.
I feel like so many divorces wouldn't have happened if someone could have. You know what?
I'm just hangry. Yeah, and everyone knew it. Right.
Just buy me a new frozen pizza, and I'll be fine.
All right, there you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Paige. Paige, what's the worst?
Oh, to me, the worst is when you're on a plane and somebody takes off their socks and they start picking their toenails.
Oh, I was going to stop you. I'd stop you on taking off socks.
Yeah.
Well, what they do with their toenails after that is just gravy. You know, taking off socks on the plane's the worst.
Especially if it's one of the flight attendants, but that's what we get for Flying Spirit. You know what I mean?
I mean, just the noise in itself is just enough to make you just... I can't. It's hard to even discuss it, quite frankly.
Paige, is there an appropriate place to cut your toenails exactly. in public?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Right, that's
it. In the bathroom.
Is there any other place that's suitable?
No.
At a wedding.
I don't know.
Sick.
Why would you cut your toenails anywhere else but the privacy of your own home?
I'm telling you, people just are strange, man. I mean, they're just so gross. That's like if you see somebody at the table and they're flossing their teeth, like you're out to eat and they're flossing right there.
I love that these guys,
Paige.
Yeah, I love that the people who do that, though, they're acting like they're so busy. This is the only time I have.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? On this flight, thank God this is a 4-hour flight.
Otherwise, I have a list of errands I need to do on this 4-hour flight. Oh, come on. Oh, that's good. All right. 630 says, not the absolute worst, but a worst. Is wondering if you locked your car after you walked away for about a half a block or so.
Yeah. But now we've got the beepers, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine back before in the beepers when you had to walk back and then put the padlock back on or whatever they had back in the day, the old Model Ts?
Oh, I had not too long ago where the beeper broke on my key. And so I was living a life where the only way to lock the car door was to lock it like it was the 80s.
Like some kind of animal.
Yeah, it was an animal move. It really was. I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm an upstanding member of our society.
Hit the lock button on my door to lock it.
Right. Do you think like in the old West, there were people walking into saloons going, man, did I tie up the horse? My horse doesn't have a beeper. I got to go all the way back.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? All right, 312-981-7200. Why don't we take a break? We'll get the lines lit up here. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Stay with us. It's the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Adam Burke, Kristen Decker. Adam Burke has got some shows coming up. It's the Monday Mulligan, which is going to be at the Hideout starting on July 11th.
Yep.
And before that, you're headlining at the Comedy Bar.
Yeah.
Which right here, the old LaSalle Power Company, right?
Above Geno's East.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Right.
7, 8,
for the rest of us in Chicago, that's where Michael Jordan's was.
Oh,
that
okay.
building is Michael Jordan's steak. That's the original.
It's the Sears Tower, and it's Michael Jordan's.
Well, for the longest time, whatever was in there, they still tried to utilize the sign, which was a big round basketball. And so whatever was in after Michael Jordan's was gone, it was just like, hey, LaSalle Power comes a bulb. You're like, no, that's Michael Jordan's basketball.
That's the only reason it's a pizza joint now. It's the same shape.
It's just pepperonis in, right?
Exactly.
That's on July 7th. Kristen Decker's here. Hello. She's a producer here at WGN Radio.
Can I plug the Teddy Roosevelt tickets are going on sale. I work with John Williams on his podcast. He works with Clay Jenkinson, who also plays Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, of course.
And this show will be amazing. It's at wgnradio.com/events.
August 13th at the MAC, at the College of DuPage. See, I got that just off the top of my head. I had to read that so much in the last couple days. It's been good. And John was on last week. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda. Linda, what's the worst, Linda?
Hi.
Hi.
The worst is, and I don't know why, I hadn't noticed this, but like in the last 3 weeks, twice now, I've seen people empty, like, ashtrays and trash when they're at a stoplight. In the street.
That's beyond the worst.
Yeah.
Linda, I am so with you. I saw somebody do that yesterday, and I don't know what was what was more worse was what was the worst was either the idea that she did it so stealthily. She had the door open and she like had, you know, like it was a soda pop or a drink and she just kind of put it down. Or it was it worse that I was just staring at her going, well, I'm not going to confront her. I mean, that's kind of weird. Like I felt like I really didn't do my job as a citizen. I stared for like 3 seconds.
Because one guy had like cigar butts or something, and I, you know, I wanted to say something, and I'm thinking, geez, this day, how do you know if they don't have a gun or something?
Yeah, maybe that.
That's the worst when people empty their guns right out on the street. That's the empty the ashtray and then the guns is the worst.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Linda. Thanks for that. That's good. That's true. Littering in general. Right. Well, you get to a certain point now where you're like, what are you doing? Who does that? There's at the park across the street from my house. If you go there like on a Sunday morning or a Monday morning, it's just right by the basketball courts and where everyone was playing. There's just countless bottles, empty Gatorade bottles and everything. Just litter. They couldn't go to the corner and put it in the garbage. There was no mom at the end. It's like, everybody, clean it up.
Yeah.
Like they just leave it. And I'm just so amazed at that.
I was in New Orleans last week and I was trying to be a good citizen. And I had like a water bottle, you know, and I waited to find a trash can. And I, you know, good person, put it in the trash can. Then I look up, and then, of course, it's Bourbon Street, and there's just human garbage everywhere. It's just like, I'm fighting a losing battle here. Like,
it takes one human
and
garbage.
Speaking of basketball courts, the worst is when you go to the Humboldt Park basketball court to go shoot some hoops.
Sure.
And they're all taken, and the kids are just standing there on the court looking at their cell phones.
So they're not even playing.
So they're not even playing.
You don't just dunk on them like real hard.
And you're just standing there with the ball like under your, you know, your armpit. Like, come on, guys. What? They look at you like you're not even there.
No.
There's got to be an app where you can ask those kids to get off the basketball court.
All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, what's the worst, Dan?
Hey, non-dairy vegan cheese.
Oh,
bad things about it. All right, it's called tease because it's just a tease. It's not even cheese.
Yeah,
and it smells like sweat or feet. It's disgusting.
Oh, yikes!
What should they call it if it's not to be called cheese? What should they call it?
They call it tease with a T.
Oh, they don't even could they call it?
Oh,
tease?
Well, as in T E A S E.
Yeah, the name is just
oh.
as bad as the flavor and smell.
Oh.
That's a pretty good one, Dan. Thank you for that. That's a good
All
one.
Right.
I like that one. Good. That's actually that to me is a nominee, early nominee tease.
But I really hope that vegan cheese doesn't come from milking vegans because that's
where else can it come
no
from?
No protein. There.
I think you nailed
no
it right
protein.
There, Adam. You nailed it.
That's the worst.
All right, let's go to. Donna, what's the worst, Donna?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I took my 7-year-old son to the carnival.
Okay.
And he met up with some of his friends there, a couple little girls from the classroom.
Okay.
We got a line, hopped on the tilt-a-whirl. Halfway through the ride, my son proceeded to throw up all over the little girls.
Oh.
And yes, we got off the ride. They were crying and carrying on. And I took my son home, cleaned him all up. And then he proceeded to tell me he was hungry.
I don't know. Him throwing up in those girls, isn't he just preparing them for college? this is what a lot of your dates are going to be like.
He is a little older now, and I don't think they've spoken to him in a few years.
Oh, that's... Don, I feel for your son. That's you know, the tilt-a-whirl, it does damage.
And girls are the worst. They're so mean.
Hard him for life, I think.
Oh, no. You need to do everything you can, Donna, to get your son back on the tilt-a-whirl. Like just so he gets over that, so there's not a fear. That's not gonna happen.
You know that old phrase? You gotta just get back on the tilt-a-whirl.
You just gotta get back.
Well, he's not gonna be an astronaut. We figured that out.
All right, Donna. Thanks for calling in. That's a good one too. All right, so I got a lot of texts here. So let's get to these texts. All right. 847 says the worst are radio commercials that just keep repeating the phone number countless times.
And
the reason they do that is because they know it works.
And if anyone can top that, what number should they call, Justin?
I come from the land of pledge drives.
Right.
You know, like when I hear phone numbers on radio commercials, I'm like, they didn't say it enough.
Yeah.
They need to say it like 10 more times. All right. The worst is 708 says the worst is seeing those gross dental pics or Q-tips when they're dirty.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess
what a terrible dentist that guy is.
They're all the same.
You guys are gross.
All right. 708 says diapers in parking lots.
Ugh, that's
man.
That is the worst. Stinky. What's going on here? You do get. I noticed that there is a contingent of bodily fluids and that kind of thing that pops up every night we do the worst.
I do love the notion of someone seeing someone like dump an ashtray and go, oh, what a pig, as they drop a dirty diaper.
But disgusting. It's biodegradable.
Yeah, sure. Right.
All right. Okay. 847's got a classic. Taking a shower with a bad sunburn is the worst.
That's the worst.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Because you're cold and hot at the same time.
Right. It's a speed peel, I like to call it. It's the worst.
630 says the worst is when someone is talking on the phone but then turns to speak into the speaker directly, then turns the phone to listen to what the other person on the phone says. If you use the phone correctly, you can talk and hear without turning the phone.
Oh, that is hilarious. When they use the phone like it's a World War II field telephone. Like they're like, are you calling in air support? Like, why? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, there's good stuff here. 262 says the worst is the Illinois speed photo enforcement.
I love that you get occasionally calls just from anarchists. Yeah.
or it's very specific to something that just happened.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it worse than people? The worst is when people hold you accountable for your actions. Like, yeah, sure.
630 says the Electoral College is the worst.
That's Bernie Sanders calling in.
Bernie is a listener to the show. He likes to text in. He just never stops. 312 says the worst is when you say to someone, "Hey, how are you doing?" or "What's up?" and they actually start telling you.
Yeah,
that's no good.
Yeah, we need another phrase.
Right.
We need to just start going, "I acknowledge your existence," and "I acknowledge your existence," because that's all we want.
All right, let's go back around the table if we can. Pete, what do you got? You want to go again?
Sure. You know what's the worst, Justin?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you're out at a restaurant and the bill comes, and then the pen doesn't work when you want to sign the check, and then you have to you're trying to flag the person down. Like,
it's the worst.
I'm back. You know, I need a new pen.
I need a new pen.
It doesn't work. Ugh.
Because it's out of their.
And it takes 10 more minutes for them to
but
get it.
Because they've got a routine going. They don't think they need to come back to that table.
Wait, doesn't that just mean you can leave without pain? I thought that's what I meant. I'm in so much trouble.
I don't know. All right. Kristen, what do you got?
How about when you wear jeans to the gay pride parade and you dance for 2 hours and then your jeans are so sweaty that you can literally wring the sweat out of them at the end? I think that's the worst.
You were wearing jeans? I don't even remember.
I wasn't.
You weren't? Someone else was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's even...
Oh, man. Now that
poor little Timmy Grimes was.
That is a flirtatious move.
Yeah, all right. I don't know if I've told you how sweaty my jeans are.
You can literally wring the sweat out of them.
And he was still like the least sweaty person at Pride. Right.
That was the one thing I realized quickly at being in the Pride Parade walking is that when you get too close to the sides and people are like, give me a high five. And you're like, all right. And then they're like, give me a hug. And then you realize that you were almost the butt of their joke. That they were so sweaty that there were these two guys who were like, yay, hug, and they just were putting too much effort into it. And I'm like, I see what's happening.
Yeah, they're like,
sweating me up.
Yeah, they're like, here comes a walking towel.
Yeah, right. They're nice WGN t-shirts and everything. All right, Adam, you got another one?
I think we were just kind of on vacation in New Orleans, and it's just that notion of having to do all the best things. In a place, you didn't have the crawfish at chef whatever's. And it's like, no, I didn't. I didn't eat everything.
I didn't, sorry.
Also, New Orleans has too many signature dishes. They need to stop. Pick one. They can't all. You've got 17 things.
That are
quintessential.
So I'll put this down
shrimp
as,
and grits.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I'll put this down as expectations. The worst. Right.
Yes.
Adam Burke, Kristen Decker in studio with me. Pete Zimmerman, of course, in studio as well. Let's keep going. 847. This is a strange one. The worst is Donald Trump. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pass that one. It's after a while. It's just like, all right.
We heard that before.
We read Hillary's tweet. Twitter.
I'm not even sure. Like this is so interesting. I sometimes just wonder if people are texting in, like, are texting their friends.
Yeah,
they don't realize because I don't know if this is anything. They're like, there are 11 million people in Seoul, Korea. In 9 days using Subways, never saw a cigarette butt anywhere. Subway restrooms, cigarette butt anywhere. Subway restrooms were always clean.
That's the worst? I thought he was going to go, there are 11 million people in Korea, and then he was going to name one guy and go, and he's the worst guy.
The worst. Yeah, maybe I'm missing the second tweet here, but all right. All
was
right.
He talking about that there's Subway restaurants in Korea? Because that would be the worst.
Oh, wait, yeah, they have the show on later on tonight called Facts About Korea. I think that's what he's, it's just, hey, he's calling
are,
it
that's
early.
On at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, great. All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download and WGN. We'll take a break for the news, and we will continue. Stay on the line.
Hey, it's Andrea and Dave. We're in for Steve.
You mean Dave and Andrea.
DNA, right. I remember that. Yeah, that's good. I like that. We have Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan talking about the Volkswagen suit.
We have a preview of, guess what time it is?
Taste of Chicago. I love those toasted raviolis. And your buddy Coach Fitz?
Yeah, he'll be here. We'll talk some football and more.
Dave and Andrea. DNA. I like that. In for Steve tomorrow morning on 720 WGN.
Bob, you got a suggestion for the worst? You have not played our
that
game
is
before.
The worst. I'm such a positive guy.
You're a positive guy. Know. You don't like the worst.
The worst is not being able to come up with the worst.
You know who I know is very positive but loves the worst is Esmeralda. She sits up there all the time. She's like, oh, man.
I got a lot of worsts. Way too many. It'd be an hour-long show.
How are you, by
I'm
the
good.
Way? I feel like we bonded. We had a good time at the we saw each other. You know, usually Esmeralda and I and Martyr as well, we don't get to see each other because we're on different floors.
Mm-hmm. Right. Only through a screen.
Through a screen. So I always get sort of like the wave from afar. But we got to march in the Pride Parade together,
right.
Which was
found
nice.
Out you were flesh and blood.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, yeah. So we're playing the worst here on the download. We come back.
Them.
What was it? You got one?
When the Rokan show has Paulina Market visit and they only have four kinds of coleslaw to hand out. Only four.
Yeah.
That really gets you, huh?
That's not enough coleslaw.
That's not enough coleslaw. All right, so we got some people on the line. Bill, Tony, the texts keep coming in. 312-981-7200.
It's going down, y'all.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. This is when we collectively complain about the worst things in society for prizes. 312-981-7200. We got great prizes, and we have a great panel tonight. Kristen Decker's here from WGN Radio. She produces the John Williams Show, Kathy and Judy. A lot of stuff here at WGN. And Adam Burke is here as well, stand-up
Hello.
Comedian. The Monday Mulligan is going to start on July 11th at the Hideout, a series, as well as headlining the Comedy Bar on July 7th. All right, so we get to the calls. We got a lot of people here. Let's do it. Bill, what's the worst, Bill?
Well, you're driving down Route 80, passing 45, and there's a fresh roadkill. And then you got to go by it all week long, and it keeps getting messier and messier and messier until there's just one little ear sticking out of the
Oh, Bill.
You know, it's really sad.
This is like, can you write that as a poem?
Yeah.
I'm God. So glad you said messier and messier. I thought you were going to go, and it starts looking tastier and tastier.
God, no.
Bill, that's a good one.
Oh, Bill, that is pretty rough.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for that. Tony? Tony, what's the worst, Tony?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, I was until yesterday morning. It was very hot on Monday, and I decided, okay, I'm going to get up early, and I'm going to grab my book, because I had about 20 pages left of the 600-page book I'm reading, and get a cup of coffee and go sit outside at about 8 o'clock in the morning and sip my coffee and finish my book and just enjoy the nice weather while it lasted.
Good setup.
And all of a sudden, somebody in the next apartment building or two down, I couldn't tell, it really didn't matter, either threw an M80 or a cherry bomb out the thing. And I got coffee flying all over myself and I dropped my book and I... surprised I'm still alive.
Oh, really. That's the time of the year for that, too. I just hate it.
Also,
yes,
this...
It's not even July yet. That's
I know,
what
I guess you're right. This... Maybe they were testing it. They were testing to see if they worked.
I mean, can I just point out, this story is so incredibly specific. It's clearly an alibi. Like, I was there at 8:20. I had 20 pages left in my book. I clearly couldn't have been in that drugstore robbing it.
I wasn't the one that threw the M80.
That's great. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for that story. Let's go to Don. Don,
hey,
what's the worst?
How you doing, Justin?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, man. Hey, the worst is when you go to pretty much any fast food restaurant and you have to hand the cashier your money. They hand you your cup back with their fingers inside your cup.
Oh, man.
Like with the liquid in it?
No.
Well, oh, I see.
Your empty cup, and they got to peel it off the others. They always stick their fingers in the cup. And then they get offended when you ask for a new cup without their fingers in it.
Yeah. I'm with you, John. There's an interesting thing in fast food where, you know, there's a level in which you can accept.
Right.
And I always think about this, too. Like, I was at one of the great hot dog places in Chicago, and I won't name it, but you were like, oh, this is so iconic to be here. And the guy just grabs all your fries with his hand.
Oh.
You know, and he puts in there, like,
I think
that's
I know what
so
place
gross.
You're talking about.
But they all, I've seen it now all the time. They're like, hey, it's so Chicago, we're serving it up. It's like, Guy Fieri was here. And the fries.
This is part of the seasoning, is my gross hands.
Why do I have this guy's hands all over my food that I'm putting right into
I love when you're at a sandwich place and they wear like the surgical gloves to make the sandwich and then they still cough on it. And you're like, oh, thank God you have those gloves on.
All right, thanks, Don. Thanks for that. All right, let's go to 312-981-7200. Got a lot of texts here as well. 312-981-7200. We'll continue to take calls till about 5 more minutes. We'll take a break, and then we'll tally the winners. How about that? All right, 847. The worst is forgetting you put the coffee you just bought on the roof of your car as you drive off looking through your rearview mirror.
Wait, what's the looking through your rear view mirror?
Like, I guess you see the coffee dripping down, maybe?
Is that what that Meatloaf song was about?
That's exactly what it was.
If it's Starbucks and expensive, that is the worst. If it's Dunkin'.
You know what's almost worse than that is driving behind someone who left a coffee cup on the roof and hits your windshield.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, okay. Let's see. The worst is... after several months, you finally give up hope on finding the mate to your single sock. So you throw them out only to find the mate a week later.
I really hope this is a metaphor for something. I mean, I get what he's saying, but.
All right. Keep going here. All right. That's a pretty good one. I have to scroll through. There's a lot of text, which is great, but a lot of them have to do with bodily function. And I'm trying to. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, but people are talking about very specific food poisoning incidents.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of the same. Let's see. The worst is when your cat wakes you up, throwing up in the middle of the night, and you lean over to turn the bedside light on so you can get up to see where it's at, and the bulb is burnt out.
Okay.
There are many things... more worse than the ball being burnt out.
Yeah,
with that
but
story.
I mean, you have to. I will side in the fact that you don't know where it's at. Mm. If you have a cat, and you know, then you're like, I don't know where that just happened.
I think cats are the worst.
Also,
period.
I wouldn't put it past the cat not to have just put a burned out bulb in there.
The cat thought ahead, right? 331. Since being on a carnival ride where the floor drops out and you stick to the wall, but you drop with the floor.
What?
Then when the floor rises, you're stuck to the wall, ending. With your knees in your chest and your butt on the floor.
There's a lot of horrendous carnival mishaps happening tonight.
Open up the floodgates on this.
everyone's going to 1920s Coney Island for some reason.
847 says the worst is when you're filling up your car with gas and it clicks off before it's full and you don't realize it until you drive off. Just you didn't have a full tank of gas? Is that what it is? I'm missing that.
That's someone with a compulsion about.
708 says when your GPS is recalculating your route as you're driving, and you think you're on the right track with your directions.
Sorry, we just got distracted. No. I was walking somewhere, and I took a left turn today, and I had a GPS to find out where I was going. It was a 5-minute walk. I took a left turn, and it recalculated and said it was going to be an hour's walk away. And I was like, "How did I get lost?
Did I go through one left turn, right?
Yeah, did I go through to Narnia or something?"
630 says the worst is having your 5-year-old flush your $400 Iron Maiden tickets in the toilet.
That's amazing,
and probably the worst.
That is the worst, right?
The worst of the worst.
Can I just say, as a former metalhead, your 5-year-old has terrible taste in music. Clearly, the 5-year-old's just like, yeah, exactly. I can't listen to 2 minutes of Midnight one more time. Screw you, Dad. Flush.
It could have been personal. I guess that's what we're trying to tell you here. 262 says the worst is driving a motorcycle on a highway and having a car in front of you throw out a lit cigarette butt, and either it hits you in the face or gets caught down your shirt or jacket.
What is he hoping happens, though? Is he hoping that he's so cool that he catches that cigarette butt in his mouth?
I would think that he's just hoping that it doesn't hit him in any form whatsoever. Yeah.
But that would be cool, though.
It would be cool if he was able to get it, yeah. All right, this one is definitely the worst. 630. The worst is when your mom is in the hospital, not doing well, and the doctors call and say that they need to have a meeting with you right away. The meeting is in Chicago. You live in the suburbs, and you wake up late to hit the expressway. It's bumper to bumper, and you realize you're not going to make it on time. So you turn around and go back home. Then you get a call a couple hours later that your mom passed away. That's the worst.
That is the worst. This is a terrible story. And I really don't, if that's true, I'm really sad for the guy. That's awful.
Right? Where else can we go from
if
there?
If it's not true, and this guy is just the most competitive guy in the world who just needs to come up with the saddest story, you really want this pillow, and I think...
Then you are the worst.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's a lose-lose, that whole situation.
Yeah, that's tough. But, that's what I like about this segment as well, is that you do get this, a lot of people saying, it's the worst, vegan cheese.
Yeah.
it's the worst story when my parents passed away.
Right.
Yeah, it is. And so a lot of worst means something different to everybody. Yeah.
That's the worst when you are complaining about your petty nonsense and someone reminds you that you have it pretty good.
All right. The worst is when you walk in the bathroom with socks on and the floor is wet.
Oh, I hate wet socks.
That's good.
Why is that? That's so weird. Why is that worse? Because that is demonstrably worse. Why is that worse than doing it in bare feet?
Yeah, good point.
Because it's more gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels squishier. Then you have to change your socks. More effort is put into when your foot gets wet.
You've thrown out the last pair because they didn't match.
We've got the worst is waking up late and frantically racing to work in a cab to get a text from your boss that says they're coming in an hour late.
Okay, I thought that was going to end with you're fired.
Yeah, right. 708 says the worst is walking around all day wearing shorts, ending up with a pocket full of change. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why specific. That would be the worst.
Yeah. Okay, fine. It's three. Now here come the tough ones. 262, finding the orphan sock and the coffee that you left on top of the car.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah. The worst is the Cars for Kids jingle being stuck in your head. That is true. Now we're just joking around. I'm not going to answer this. Last one's pretty good. It's a good comedy bit, but I'm just not going to go there. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will bring you the three winners. Tonight's the worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? Come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. Kristen Decker and Adam Burke in studio are playing the worst. 312-981-7200. Let's keep going. Let's go to Mary. Mary, what's the worst?
When you're in a hurry, you go to throw a drive-thru, order your favorite sandwich, then you leave and find out they changed one of the ingredients of the sandwich.
Oh,
I hate that.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It is.
All right, thanks, Mary. Thank you for that. Did they change it?
Well, they changed one of the ingredients? Was it a main one? the bread all of a sudden was two whole pizzas.
Changed from wheat to sourdough.
Yeah.
All right.
I ordered the vegan cheese. I got a full side of beef.
Well, there's good stuff tonight. There's a lot to go around. 312-981-7200. I'm going to try to go through and find the ones that we didn't have a that we didn't get a chance to read.
A lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones. We're going to go through them here and see if we can. Okay.
All Kristen right. brought up a good point about.
Go ahead.
About why.
Why are Iron Maiden tickets $400?
And also, shouldn't a $400 ticket be waterproof?
Yeah. It should be a bracelet like Lollapalooza.
Right. An Iron Maiden ticket should literally be able to go to hell and back. You should be able to hand yes. it to Beelzebub. And it should be pristine when they hand it back.
All right. Pete, what do you got? Do you got any more you want to unload tonight?
Sure. This is not as bad as a dying parent, but you know what's the worst, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the bus and you have to wait for somebody to put a bike on the front and they're stumbling.
Like stumbling as they're drunk?
No, it's just, you know, they can't figure it out. Yeah, they can't figure it out quite yet.
It's not smooth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. 331 says, the worst is when I was a legal secretary transcribing a tape recorded by an attorney. And from the sound effects, I can hear he was recording it while he was in the bathroom. Judy, take dictation.
That's
the worst.
That's got to be inadmissible, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right. You guys got any more worse before we wrap up? Kristen,
yeah,
what do you got?
I got something that's really the worst. When a suburb pretends to be Chicago and it's like an hour away, and I'm talking to you, West Chicago.
Oh, you know what's even worse than that one? North Chicago,
yeah.
Which is just South Milwaukee, yeah. And they need to stop lying about it.
All right, Adam, you got any more to wrap it up?
The Pavlovian nature of airline passengers, where everyone thinks we can get off as soon as one person undoes their belt.
Yeah.
Like, right. Click, and everyone does it. Like, you've been given no information. This guy's just impatient.
He's just, that's so true. Oh, did someone take off? I smell it.
Yeah,
somebody
clearly.
Took off a belt.
We're still taxiing. Yeah.
Chill out, everybody. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll give you the winner. Stay with us.
It's going down, I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all for whatever it's worth.
All right, it's time for the downloads prize. It's the prize time of the worst. All right, we've got three things to give away. Adam Burke. Kristen Decker, thanks so much for being here, guys.
Thanks for having
me. I love the prize selection because I love judging people's the worst and being like, oh, yours wasn't really the worst enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also feel sad. You really want to be able to give someone pizza and a pillow at the same time.
Yeah, right. Well, tonight, here's what we're giving away. We're giving away for third place, we're giving Sweet Alley's gluten-free bakery sampler, which is featuring a variety of sweet and savory treats from Chicagoland's only dedicated and certified gluten-free bakery. Visit them online at sweetalis.com. We're going to give away that. The sampler will be the third place. Second place is going to get a pair of tickets to My Son the Waiter, a Jewish tragedy playing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts from July 7th to August 7th. It's 90 minutes of nonstop laughter about the story of one man's lengthy struggle to make it as an actor in New York, starring Brad Zimmerman. Get tickets by phone at 847-673-6300 or online at northshorecenter.org. And then number one, we're going to give away a MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. All right, here we go. So in third place, we wanted to give third place to Donna. Donna's on the line right now. Donna, you had your son had a tilt-a-whirl accident that he's still dealing with.
We did, and what he did. And I did want to just mention one more thing is, now they call him Barf Boy.
Who does? Who calls him Barf Boy?
All the kids.
No, you buried the lead.
I said he's scarred for life after this. Yeah, you grow up on little girls and you're done.
Not as many kids are going to call him that now, Donna.
Okay. Well,
Barf Boy? Oh, that's terrible.
Barf Boy.
Well, yeah. They could have been worse. They could have been smarter and called him the Tilt-A-Whirl Hurler. That would have worked.
There you go.
Tilt-A-Hurl, I think.
Tilt-A-Hurl. All right. Well, I feel like now, like you've I wish I would have given you more just based on that. Yeah, right? All right. Well, thank you, Donna. Thank you for playing and you got third place on that. Second place tonight comes from 630, which is a text. It says, the worst is having your five-year-old flush your $400 Iron Maiden tickets down the toilet. Ouch. Also, so now you can go see My Son the Waiter, a Jewish tragedy instead.
I bet your son won't flush those tickets down the toilet.
Please don't yell out the names of Iron Maiden songs during that play. Eddie!
All right, and number one tonight is exciting. They're going to get a MyPillow. You know, and we couldn't get him back on the line, which is okay by us. He still had such a great story. It's Bill, who talked about the deer. The worst is seeing a fresh deer carcass on the side of the road, and every day you drive by, you start to see less of it. Until the last time you drive by, you just see an ear.
How does it feel to give a prize to a character from a Cormac McCarthy novel? I didn't even know that they were out there.
That's funny. And Bill, we're giving you My Pillow so you can not only have a great pillow experience, but you can take the pillowcase and help discard of whatever's left of the deer, right? All right. So there we go. We give them all away tonight. Adam Burke, Kristen Decker, can't thank you guys enough. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Justin.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the download tonight. I believe we're out of breaks, right? It's time to go to the news. What a show tonight, and I want to thank everyone who was on the show, Sue Sedlowski-Garza, earlier in the show. We talked about the 10th Ward, which I think is my sort of takeaway tonight. I don't know if you guys heard that, but the idea of sort of figuring out how to both be a representative and a spokesperson for a progressive movement of politics here in the city, whether it comes to the property tax bills we're going to see in a week or making different changes, and also being responsible for like someone coming to your office and saying, I got a squirrel in my yard and I got to get rid of it. You know, that's essentially what an alderman has to do, which is crazy. Also, I wanted to thank Justin Allen and also mention that when Justin Allen and I were on talking, there was a moment where a guy just came up on the window and just started pounding on the window. I don't know if you could hear that at home, but all he was doing is like, it wasn't like sort of like a pound, I want to get your attention. It was like, I can do this. Why don't I just do it? It was a weird moment of humanity.
How did it, like, do you even concentrate on the interview?
Well, you do. I mean, obviously someone pounds on the window, which is just, I mean, you could do that, I guess, but it's just so dumb. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you're like, okay, great. Yeah, see, exactly. You can do it. It's like, all right. But usually someone will do it and you quickly kind of give them a wave off. And
well, usually people aren't jerks. I mean, like, this they guy do was it straight up jerk. For laughing.
Right.
You know, for laughter.
But exactly.
It's like sometimes in summer in Chicago, there's like a competition we don't know, but like to be the most awful person.
Yeah. Maybe that's the next segment we'll do.
Yeah.
Who's the awful person category here in Chicago. All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.